Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Good evening, family. What up? Welcome to Soul Tracks of Our Lives on the Culture Zine Radio Network. I'm your host, Renetta Barber, and tonight we are celebrating the genius of Quincy Delight Jones, also known as Q, which is what most folks that know him call him. I hope everyone had a blessed Thanksgiving. I had a lovely one, and I hope you all did as well. We still have so much to be thankful for. As you know, I sort of decided once a month I wanted to devote a show to a living legend. I've honored legends that we've lost, Marvin Gaye and Michael Jackson, but I decided that I want to start celebrating the living legends that are still here to smell their roses. So I honored Stevie Wonder last month, and tonight it's Q's turn. I'm honored to say that I have been friends with Quincy for several decades, and I'll share a little bit about that over the next hour. But for right now, it's time to celebrate Q, and this is one of my all-time favorite jams.
Everything must change. Nothing stays the same. Everyone will change. No one stays the same. The young become the old, and mysteries do unfold. 'Cause that's the way of time. Nothing and no one goes unchanged. There are not many things in life you can be sure of, except
rain comes from the clouds, sun lights up the sky, and hummingbirds do fly.
Winter turns to spring. But never much too soon. Yes, everything must change. The young become the old, and mysteries do unfold. 'Cause that's the way of time. Nothing and no one goes unchanged. There are not many things in life you can be sure
thank you. I want you to show.
So that was the king of pop, Michael Jackson, with Pretty Young Thing. Before that, Secret Garden from the blockbuster album Back on the Block that came out in 1989, and that was Q's first album in like forever. Warner Brothers kept waiting for that album. He made us wait quite a while, but it was worth the wait. And Secret Garden featured Barry White, James Ingram, Al B. Shore, and El DeBarge. And when you think of all the artists that he pulled together for this album, as well as Q's Juke Joint, I worked both of those records during my WIA days. I mean, there's nobody like him. So Q was born on March 14th, which is also my birthday. He was born in Chicago. I was born in St. Louis, so we got that Midwest connection going on. Okay. And he was raised in Seattle, Washington, but his roots. He might as well be a child of the world because his influence is everywhere. And the way he's able to pull artists together and the way he's able to fuse pop, hip hop, jazz, Brazilian and African, it just goes on and on and on. And I could talk about him and trying to come up with 12 songs for an hour show with the breadth of his work. I did the best I could. So I also want to do a little mini medley of some of his funky stuff like that.
I want in the jungle. one to the two, went straight to the ten. Turn up the sounds, cause the cue's back again with a whole new set. Here to make you sweat, put on your stomping boots to fuel up your jet, son. Call out Roy George, post your suit, and tell him you got the funk to make you move that New York. Should I say that body? Welcome to the party. A little something, something for each and everybody. Your Coolio dope represents West Coast. So raise up a toast, Mr. Jones is your host. From the top to the bottom and the back to the front, everybody on the side, don't slip it and slide. Just go.
Yo, damn it, bet you can't stand this track that's slamming.
Stop.
Catch the vibe from the west side, the one and only Bonnie without fly. I'm stomping through your town and your hood up your block, giving props to hip hop, cause it don't stop. Stomping with the humps in the back of the trunk, cause all that funk makes me wanna flunk.
Stomp in the mountains, in the valleys, in the back streets, in the alleys.
Stomp for the river, the streams, the wishes you dreams. What up, what it means, everybody just stomp.
For the boys and girls, the precious girls.
What they used to be, stomp opposition, stomp competition, stomp like crap, not a step to mention. Let me mention Quincy Jones and Butter on Toast, Superman of Rap Shack, superior to most, rag and toast, not my steelo style, kick your butt for a mile and smile as I
stomp.
Ghetto. Hope you're not Petro, drinking $100 XO.
Guzzle, guzzle,
struggle with a top-notch hustle. Time to scuffle.
Ruling all possibilities of me being lowdown. Still back in case me being a showdown.
No need, like the beer smoker. Ha 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 ha.
Stomp in the mountains, in the valleys, in the back streets, in the alleys.
Stomp
for the boys and girls, the freshest girls. We took the wrong turn in the cold, cool world.
Stomp on the people, this is what you want.
So for the body, keep it
yo, yo.
Everybody just stomp. Step down with it.
So that was Thunder Thumbs and Lightning Licks. Lightning Licks, aka George and Lewis, the brothers Johnson, with Strawberry Letter 13. And before that, Stomp. And we started the set with Stuff Like That. Anyway, I'm loving this selection of music, and I hope you are too. And here's a little food for thought. Family isn't always blood. It's the people in your life who want you in theirs. They accept you for who you are, the ones who will do anything to see you smile, and who love you no matter what. I have to say I have a whole lot of non-blood. I'm happy to say I have some great folks. And my listeners, you're on that list. Love you guys. So here we go.
Compliment what she does, send her roses.
nigga.
So that was one of my all-time favorite groups, Take Six, along with my all-time favorite jazz vocalist, the sassy and divine one, Miss Sarah Vaughan, with Septembro, aka the Brazilian wedding song. Gorgeous. Before that, one of my absolute favorite jams, How Do You Keep the Music Playing, featuring Patty Austin and James Ingram. And we started the set with James Ingram's 100 Ways. You're listening to Soul Tracks of Our Lives on the Culture Zine Radio Network, and I'm trying to get these songs in before I run out of time. Okay, so here we go, Miss Tamia. Dang, girl.
Now and forever, we'll
So that was James Moody with Moody's Mood for Love. You know, Q's career encompasses so many genres. I'm not even touching on his jazz roots, so I had to put something in there. I have to do a whole nother show to highlight his jazz chops. But we started the set with Tamia, Mrs. Grant Hill, with You Put a Move on My Heart, which was her first hit single. I remember when she performed it live at our annual WEA sales convention, and she killed it, and the rest is history, as they say. So here's what Wikipedia is, just how they describe Quincy Delight Jones. He's a record producer, conductor, arranger, composer, musician, TV producer, film producer, instrumentalist, trumpet, founder of Vibe magazine, entertainment company executive, and humanitarian. And this is what I will say about my dear friend Q. He's a scholar and a gentleman. He's one of the he's a Renaissance man who's at 83 years young, still travels the world, still learning new languages, still mentoring people, and just basically being Q, because that's who he is. And I feel so much love and respect for this man, and honored to say that he's been my friend for a very long time, my Piscean brother. I love you, Quincy. And on that note, I'm going to say goodnight, family. I love you guys. I hope you have a blessed week. Stay positive, stay hopeful. We will rise. Don't forget that. Okay? Love you. See ya.